was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Word. In the Greek, logos, we get our word logo, that which represents, maybe a flag representing a country, maybe a logo, an emblem representing a vehicle that you drove here tonight. The logo of the Father is the Son. He not only speaks for God, but his life articulates his Father's values and vision for our world and for our lives. Jesus is the Father's magnificent message. He is the Word of God. Verse 2. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. He was there in the beginning. He is the creative Word. Existing in the beginning, even before the beginning, all things made through him. You and me, living, breathing, taking our breath in this moment and the next, he is our creator. He did that. Jesus, verse 3, all things were created through him, and apart from him, no one thing was created that has been created. Life was in him, and that life was the light of men. The Word is the source of all life. Jesus shows us not only that he is the creative Word, he is the logos, the logo of God. He is also the redemptive Word. Verse 5, that light shines in the darkness, yet the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man named John who was sent from God. He came as a witness to testify about the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. The true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world, bringing light into the world, that redemption that we all so desperately need. Verse 10, he was in the world, and the world was created through him, yet the world did not recognize him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, he gave them the right to be children of God, to those who believe in his name. See, there's the moment that redemption becomes our story, when our creation gets transformed into not only a creation of his, but a child of his. That he came so that we might have the right to become his child. Jesus introduces us also to himself as the personal Word. Yes, he came into the world, and he came all the way down. There was nothing that we could do to get to him. He pressed all the way down into humanity, to us. Verse 13, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. The Word became flesh and took up residence among us. We observed his glory. The glory is the one and only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. He became flesh and lived among us. The word there, that he dwelt among us, in the Greek it would be described as someone who is pitching their tent among you. He moved into the neighborhood, and it was good. Creator, Redeemer, this baby who we worship, who we recognize as the King of Kings, also very personal. Verse 15, this was the one of whom I said, the one coming after me has surpassed me because he existed before me. Indeed, we have all received grace after grace from his fullness, for the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the one and only Son, the one who is at the Father's side. He has revealed him. As we sang through the Old Testament a moment ago, I think hopefully what you heard was God shouting out through the Old Testament, through his prophets. But then there's a turn. As the New Testament begins, his shouting becomes a whisper into the world through the life of this baby king. to relive verses 10 and 11 again. He was in the world, and the world was created through him, yet the world did not recognize him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. You see, when John wrote the gospel near the end of his life, he was aware that already at that point, a majority of the Jews had not received Jesus. He was not welcomed by so many. All those centuries, Israel had waited for this coming Messiah. And when he arrived, so few noticed. And as I thought about verse 11 and tonight and this moment and behold the Lamb of God, I thought, his own people did not receive him. They did not recognize him. Will we recognize him? As our Creator, as our Redeemer, as our friend. Maybe you've walked in tonight and you go, you know, I realize God created me. I get that. I'm breathing. He did that. But I've never moved from creation of his to child of his. If you'd like to visit with one of us to talk about how that transformation can take place, we'd love to visit with you after the service. Just meet us down front. We'd love to visit. For the rest of us, if you've said yes to Jesus as your Savior and Lord, can I just say, as just a word of encouragement, I hope that the picture that was painted through music and scenes tonight is one that sends you out of here receiving him, recognizing him, recognizing him in all that happens with you and your family tomorrow and the next and the next and the next. We're going to close with communion. And as we take communion and have a time of offering to give at the back, I pray this would be a blessing to you as you allow these words that you've heard to just wash over you in this time of remembrance of all that Jesus is. Father, thank you so much for sending your Son. Thank you for this moment that we've had in worship to you. God, I thank you that you sent this Logos, this representation of you, who he not only represents, but who he is, that he is and has come to us, Son of God, representing you as our Creator and our Redeemer and our friend. Thank you, God, for being all those things to us and all that you are. We worship you. We come before you.